talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, it's on, today, the Exchange Club.
Thank you, man with the golden voice.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh.
Wrong show.
Oh, is my mic on? Oh, there it is. There we are. I am alive.
I'm so concerned about trying to be funny, I forgot to turn on your mic.
It's all right.
Welcome to the Exchange Club.
That's right. I haven't been on this show for a while.
You have not been on this show for a while.
You know, Scott and Carrington and Matt and everybody, they're all at
Philadelphia.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, having a good old time.
So that's what it takes to get you in the studio on Friday afternoon.
I guess so. Yeah.
Two-thirds of the team has to be gone.
I guess get so, Pastor. Oh, boy.
So how are you doing, Sean?
Oh, not too bad. How about yourself?
Good. Wait a minute. I got to take a call.
Got a call?
It might be a problem. I hope not. Yes, sir.
Hi, it's me once again. I have to run some errands, but the big news is the earthquake, and it's just fascinating that it hits in an area that doesn't get a lot of earthquakes while some people are visiting in the earthquake-affected area, which I just found totally fascinating. I asked my sister, Craig, she lives in Queens, so she works, I think, in Manhattan. She said the building shook, and it was a little freaky. But they're okay, but she definitely felt it.
Well, I
just heard back from my sister Amanda about that, so glad everything is okay, but earthquakes are not common in the New York City, Philadelphia area.
Right. I mean, that's why it would be rather scary. I think I saw it because it just flashed across my screen, and I just saw the headline. I haven't gotten into the story, but was it something like a four?
Yeah, it was. It wasn't a big earthquake, but enough in a very populated area.
Right.
I think it was actually in the part of Jersey between Philly and New York City, and
wow.
New Jersey pretty much has no rural areas. Now wherever you go, either in a decent-sized city, a resort area like Atlantic City, or your
this is just it just
area.
Happened.
Yeah.
And, oh, okay. I mean, Manhattan felt it. I mean, my sister made it pretty clear it was not something she would expect every day.
Right. Now, did this happen like in the middle of the morning or something?
About 2 hours ago, I believe.
Okay.
After I'd already called a few times because I've already talked about geography and, of course, weather. That's always a fascinating topic. So approximately 2 hours ago, I believe.
Okay.
The big headline, and I read it, is when did this occur? And it, like about 10:20, 10:30 this morning.
Okay.
I remember when I was living in upstate New York and going to college and working in radio, we had an earthquake. It was, I think in Canada, because I was pretty close to Montreal and Ottawa, and that was a known fault. But they're never really big earthquakes.
Right.
But it happened on October 7th, which was my sister's birthday, so I called it the birthquake.
Okay.
So she probably remembers that one. They wouldn't have felt it that much where they were living, but I felt it. I woke up and my bed was shaking. I said, what is this? And I remembered they always told us we were a little bit earthquake prone.
Hmm.
So it's a bit like the eclipse in that it's not something you ever really can comprehend unless you've actually been in one. That's why doing the eclipse probably is a good thing. You don't really know what it's like until you see it with your own eyes or feel it with your own body.
Right. Well, you know, we've had here in Ohio some, you know, I mean, I remember over the last 40 years, we've had a couple of, you know, minor earthquakes here that could be felt, and some people felt them. Now, I happen to just, I didn't notice them the days they happened. You know, whatever I was doing, I did not notice it.
See,
I'd like to hear from Scott and his companions about if they felt it. I would imagine they would have. I guess they're with Thunderbolt. This was a mild earthquake, but in not a common earthquake area. And, of course, we have the largest solar event in the history of the world coming up on Monday.
Right.
We think it's a bit overhyped, Craig. It is certainly important. I mean, I'm a science person, and it certainly is important for me to view it. For my house, I looked at the map. I would get, if I stay at home, I'd get 57 seconds of totality.
Okay.
So, but if I go up to Marion, I get a couple minutes more. Even 57 seconds is pretty good.
Yeah, and I would be the first to admit that, yes, we have often talked about on this radio station, you know, our beliefs that it's, quote, overhyped. But I also do, and that's from a commercialization standpoint, but
anything's going to be commercialized. Right. It's a shame. Science is fascinating. And be interested in science all the time, not just for this three-minute event.
Right. And you know, to me, it's a fascinating event. I mean, and I'm not taking anything away from the event itself, because it is. It's very fascinating. It's just that everybody's trying to cash in on it.
Yeah, it's commercialized. And, Craig, it's, as you would know firsthand, it is not unlike religion. People are religious on Christmas and Easter, etc. Otherwise, they're not. And it's a shame. You know, I'm not going to make bones about it. I'm not a religious person. I believe in God, as you know, but I'm not certainly not as religious as you are. But it should be all the time. The hypocrisy,
right,
and the commercialization. It takes away from what it means.
Right, absolutely.
And again, you know, I won't pull any punches. I'm not a religious person, and that's the way I am 365 days out of the year. But I think if I were, certainly during Christmas and Easter, I can understand the importance of going to church and just thinking about what the holidays mean. But it should be inside you every single day, as I know it is with you.
Right.
And I guess that's just kind of how I am. I just like to feel like you'll get the same. Adam's philosophies will be similar, and ethics will be pretty much the same every day. And the fair weather attitude is not something that's really my cup of tea.
Right.
Like, I kind of see you the same way also.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very quality.
What I'm going to have Sean do, not to shift gears again, but what I'm going to have Sean do is, you know, Philadelphia is not that far from New York City.
Yeah, not 95 miles.
Right.
Definitely would be felt there. My sister made it clear it was freaky, and her building shook. She works, I think it's actually across from the Trump Tower. So
okay.
I sometimes tell jokes about that.
But I'm going to...
She definitely felt it.
I'm going to have Sean get on his phone and just text to Matt, because we've had the most experience this morning, or the best success texting Matt. But I'm going to just have him text Matt and just see if they felt anything, you know, there in Philadelphia.
They might have, thought, well, it's a real thunderbolt.
That's right.
And so. Who knows? I'm just glad it was mild. Doesn't appear to be any damage.
Yep, that's
good. And with earthquakes, they're not like some other phenomena, you don't know they're coming.
Right.
And we know when there might be a tornado. That means they can be by surprise, but generally it's when the weather gets a little unstable, you see those thick clouds, and there's rain and hail, and the winds start picking up. But earthquakes are out of the blue.
Right.
And just Mother Nature is a very fascinating entity, for sure.
Right. Well, we'll see if we hear anything back, and we'll keep you posted.
Okay, Craig. Well, great job on the show, of course, and I will be listening.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right.
All right. Let's see if they're awake. Maybe they're going to naps.
No, that's true. They're
napping. Right.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. We have to recap the show here.
Yeah, we're going to recap the show.
Yeah.
So... what did you make of the fact that Scott flew and Matt and Carrington drove?
And drove. And they beat him.
And they beat him.
Yeah, because Scott got delayed.
Delayed, yeah.
What is the odds?
Well, I'll tell you. And, you know, driving's a lot cheaper than flying.
It is, yeah.
And got there sooner.
Got there sooner.
Yeah. So, let's see. We learned that Matt can't sleep with a TV on.
TV on. And obviously he slept in a chair and then on the floor, back and forth.
Right.
Oh my goodness. So, and then something about what was a mug they was drinking? They had a mug or something they were drinking out of or something?
I missed that part.
Or something about a mug.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Here's my question. They were in one room, right?
Yeah, in one room.
Why didn't they get a bed for Matt?
Yeah, well, they get those rollaways.
Those little rollaways, yeah. Right. Yeah. Why didn't they get a bed for Matt?
I don't know.
Matt, you sleep in the chair. Did they draw straws?
I guess so. Whoever got the smallest straw loses.
Did they go by seniority?
Yeah, they got the oldest to the youngest.
The oldest to the youngest?
Yeah.
We're going to have to find out about that.
I'll have to find that out. Yeah. Oh, crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So are you sorry you missed the trip?
I'm sorry that I'm not going to be there to see him personally, do the induction, but I'm going to see it better probably on television. I guess so. I mean, because they're going to be face-to-face on television, but I think it'd been nice to be there, you know, because he's my cousin and all.
Yeah.
To be there.
Thunderbolt's your cousin?
No, I mean, Scott. Yeah.
I would have never guessed you guys were cousins.
Oh, yeah, there you go, Pastor.
We just wanted to clear that up.
You wanted to clear that all up.
All right, so, am I right? They said it's been 30 years since Thunderbolt was in the ring?
Yeah, it's been over 30 years.
Been over 30 years. Now,
yeah.
I think you're close to 40?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually 43.
43.
Yeah.
So that means when you were a youngster,
yeah,
you were there when Thunderbolt was still in the ring.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, you are a big wrestling fan.
I am.
Have you always been a big wrestling fan?
I've been back in the days, back in the like Hogan days and Ric Flair days.
Did you ever remember seeing Thunderbolt Patterson wrestle, or do you remember that name from wrestling?
I remember his name barely when he, like, you know, back in the Andre the Giant days and all that.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't really with WWE and WWF days. He was with, like, WCW and all those days.
Okay.
But in independent contractors. And,
yeah.
And, but I do remember Thunderbolt Patterson with Andre the Giant and all that.
Yeah, see, I mean, kind of like, you know, I don't know any of these new guys.
Right.
I'm from the era of Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, Ricky the Steamboat, you know, those people. Those are like really the last. Roddy Rod Piper or whatever that guy's name was.
Yeah.
And
probably
the Snake.
Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah. You know, he like lived in Columbus for a short time.
Did he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a very interesting guy.
Yeah.
Say at least.
So, yeah.
Okay. So you like Ultimate Warrior and all that.
Well, see, that name doesn't ring a bell.
But, oh, you don't know Ultimate Warrior?
But, I can remember.
You probably remember Randy Savage.
Yes. Yes.
He did a lot of commercials with the Slim Jim.
Right. And even going back a little bit further, as a kid, I remember like Flying Fred Curry.
Oh, yes. Flying Fred Curry. Yes. Yeah. He's old, but goody.
And let's see, who else was in the Flying Fred Curry days? Well, they had someone who was like the Iron Sheik or something. Oh,
Iron
like
Sheik,
that.
Yep. Iron Sheik. And then who else? Oh, yes. There's a couple that we brought in. Bobby the Brain Heenan area.
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah, yep. And then we brought in
Bobo Brazil.
Yep. Yep.
So, because I don't know anything about wrestling, but I understand, and it's not WWE, I think, but it's something else. But like there is a strong group of pro wrestling. I don't know if it's like the minor leagues or something like they have in baseball, but here in Southern Ohio, in Central Ohio.
Yeah, they have a wrestling group.
Yeah.
But I can't remember the name of the group is.
Okay.
But yeah, they're pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's something W. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's on. They televise it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I cannot think of the name of it.
Okay.
It's pretty big.
Now
they don't have like any like Hulk Hogan people or nothing like that. Yeah. They have like their own people. But yeah.
They're just Hulk.
Yeah.
They don't have the Hogan.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, now, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But in the early days of this station,
uh-huh.
you were involved, or the station was involved, or something like in a promoting a thing or two.
Wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually have a ring. We own a ring. The radio station owns a wrestling ring.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. 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 Absolutely.
So, and the station promoted.
We promoted. Yep.
Did some events.
We did some events.
Well, tell me about that.
You know, they turned out pretty good. You know, it's all a lot of local guys, and we brought in a lot of celebrities. We brought in like Thunderbolt Patterson. We brought in him a couple. I mean, he didn't really wrestle because he's older back then, but he brought in. He was announcing and stuff like that. We brought in Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Okay.
We brought in Iron Sheik.
Mm-hmm.
We brought in, who else did we bring in over the years?
Was there that mad Russian guy or something that was?
Yeah, what the Russian, the, what is his name? Nikolai Volkov.
Yeah.
We brought in him.
Okay.
Yeah, so we brought in different celebrities over the years, and he wrestled, Nikolai Volkov.
Okay.
He wrestled. So he was in the, and then we brought in, I know in your era, you probably remember, what is his name? I cannot think of his name. He was a wrestler. He was in a movie too, called my brain is not working today.
Okay.
I'll think of it if I come back to you. But yeah, he was here a couple times.
But you yourself never wrestled.
Me myself?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I could have. I could have been one of those. What do they call that? What do they call those fat wrestlers?
Sumo wrestler.
Sumo wrestler. There you go, Pastor. I could have been a sumo wrestler. Yeah.
Today's match.
Today's match.
The reigning champion, Hulk Hogan, against the challenger, Sean the Sumo Wrestler.
Weighing in, 475 pounds.
And 3 ounces.
And 3 ounces. Oh, boy.
That'll teach Scott to leave us the microphone.
Oh, boy, that's so funny.
Now, was Terry involved in that?
He was.
Okay.
Yeah, Terry actually was the promoter.
Okay.
He did all the promoting with the guys.
Yeah.
Like, he went around and he paid all the people.
Okay.
He made sure all the people were paid and all that.
Okay.
Yep. Now, and me and Scott booked everybody.
You and Scott booked everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you actually had the wrestling match event going on, were any of you three like doing any kind of announcing?
Yeah.
Or were you?
Okay. We announced. We had cameras set up.
Uh-huh.
I ran the camera, and Scott and Terry would come in and sit down and announce every so often. But Scott and he'll interview people.
Mm-hmm.
He'll bring from people from like different wrestlers and. People bring them over there and interview them.
Oh,
that's pretty good. But I ran the camera.
Okay. Yeah. I can't help but laugh. I'm Sean the Sumo Wrestler.
Yeah. I could have been a good wrestler at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could have been a champion.
You just didn't want to go out there in a diaper.
That's right. I didn't want to.
That's what those guys do.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I've seen sumo wrestling.
Yeah. I didn't want to do that.
All right. Well, now we're gonna shift
gears a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So last week, no, actually it was Monday. Monday was April 1st, April Fool's Day.
Oh, I didn't get any. Well, I got one.
Okay.
Did you get one?
This is the whole theme of this is, did anybody get you? Did you get anybody? And then we'll talk about in the past. So, did you get anybody or did anybody get you this year?
Yeah, one person, one of my friends got me. And I'm trying to think of what it was now. I mean, it wasn't like a big thing. I think it was kind of vague, be honest with you. Somebody was I'm trying to think of what it was, but she got me and she's like, oh, April Fool's. But I'm trying to think of what it was exactly. I think it was something. I don't think it was a good thing. I think it's just somebody died or something.
See, you know, and it's supposed to be funny.
It's supposed to be funny. People
get off on tangents.
Yeah.
And do things that aren't
yeah,
funny.
Yeah. I think this mine was like something died or
yeah.
Yeah.
Which isn't funny.
Which isn't funny.
No.
Yeah.
So, did you get...
But I didn't get anybody else because I always forgot it was April Fool's that day. And
okay.
I never did anybody. Did you? How about you?
No, I didn't. And now, growing up as a kid, was that a popular thing in your family?
It was. And even in school, it was.
Yeah.
We used to do it when I was in school.
So school. You got a good story to tell?
I'm trying to think. I think it was about a relationship one time. This girl was going to go out with me. She's like, "Oh, April Fools!" Yeah, it was a girl I had a crush on. It was back in high. It was back in I think it was either element was it elementary. No, junior high.
Uh-huh.
It was junior high, and I had a crush on this girl, and we were friends, and she knew I had a crush on her, and she's like, "Hey, you know, how about we go out?" And she turned around and she says. And it's kind of cruel, though, in a way.
Yeah, really. It is.
And she's like, "Sorry, April Fool's."
That's cruel.
It's cruel. Yeah, it's cruel. Yeah. I mean, I was crying. No, yeah. I was crying. I was joking. No, I was crying.
And Sean goes, "But that's okay, because right after high school, she married a serial killer."
Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah.
So yeah. I got the last word in on that one.
Exactly. Yeah. That was kind of cruel. That's the only one where, like, sticks in my craw.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, over the years, I think my family might have did some over the years, but
it wasn't like a big thing in your family that every year everybody tried to get everybody.
No. I mean, what's up with all these pranks? Have you seen these pranksters now?
Yeah, I mean, Matt and I were talking about that last week, and, you know, like, I've seen these, you know, pranks, and you see them on Facebook and YouTube, and primarily on Facebook, and, you know, some of them are really funny,
right?
But some of them, people just, they
cross the line.
Yeah, they do. They really do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So none of your family used to do that to you or nothing? Or
no.
Okay. No. That's good.
Yeah.
They probably knew better.
We were just boring.
You just boring.
Boring family.
I wonder who came up with April Fool's.
I don't know the history of that.
You don't know the history of that either?
I don't know the history of that.
I was just curious about that.
I don't know.
I never really checked into it. But,
That's something we'll have to look into.
Yeah, we'll have to check into.
For another time.
Another time.
For the next time that Scott leaves us, leaves us the microphones.
That's right.
All right. So,
what's the next thing on your mind?
I cheated. I had a little list here.
Oh, did you? All right.
Okay. So, no, this is like a really serious topic.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Do we want to deal with anything serious?
Whatever you want to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, there's been good news lately about the overdose situation here in Marion. Have you been hearing about that?
I heard a little bit about, you know, because we get reports on the wire.
Right.
About overdose. Whenever there's like a wire, we get...
Yeah,
we get overdose reports,
and
it's very sad.
Yeah, but for the first time in a long time, I mean, we're actually going days without an overdose.
Yeah,
you know, so that's good news.
Yeah, it's good news.
That's really good news.
Yeah,
and
but we when we get them, they come in like candy.
Yeah,
it's sad.
Yeah,
it really is.
Yeah,
so maybe our new sheriff and everything's doing a very, you know, good job of cutting down on some stuff.
And I think it's a combination of, you know, our, you know, prosecutor, police, the judges.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, it's a kind of a group effort.
Yeah, we definitely don't want to slap their hand, you know.
Right.
Yeah. Right. We want to make sure we're holding people accountable.
Okay, well, that concludes the serious portion of this show. All right, so Marion Diner has closed, and that was actually sometime last year, the Marion Diner
closed. Yeah, I remember
that. And I don't mean to say that the Marion Diner was your favorite place for breakfast, but now that the Marion Diner has closed... If it was your favorite place, what's your favorite place for breakfast these days?
My favorite place is probably Bob Evans.
Okay. Was that before was you also have chosen Bob Evans even when Marion Diner was open?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, I was never a Marion Diner fan club.
Okay.
I mean, I went to once a great while with friends and family, but my first choice is probably Bob Evans.
Okay.
I love Bob Evans sausage gravy.
It is good.
It's good.
It is good.
It's You can't beat that stuff.
No.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite overall restaurant in Marion?
In Marion. Good question, Pastor. Probably I'm going to have to say fast food or regular restaurant sit-in?
Absolutely. Your favorite restaurant, period.
I'm going to have to say Red Lobster.
Really?
Yeah, even though they filed bankruptcy.
Because you weren't eating well.
Oh, I guess not.
You weren't going
off
enough.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So did you always get the same dish? Or did you...
I do. I get their chicken fingers. Oh, my God. Their chicken fingers are the best platter. Because I'm not a seafood eater.
Okay.
So I get their chicken fingers. Oh, okay. My God. Their platter of chicken fingers are delicious.
That's interesting. So you would go to a seafood restaurant to get chicken.
I know. People are crazy. People think I'm crazy. But you know what? You cannot find a chicken finger. Nothing. I mean, they have like the best chicken fingers. I don't know where they get them from. But I'm telling you, their chicken fingers are to die for.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll have to check them out sometime, Pastor.
Before they close.
Before they
close. Because they're bankrupt.
They're bankrupt.
Maybe I can hold the bankruptcy off for a day or two if I stop and get...
I don't know. Did you hear about that? I think they're either filing some kind of chapter or something. I don't know if it's all of them or just certain...
Like a franchisee,
I don't know if it's all of them.
I'll be honest, I don't know. I do remember hearing something about a bankruptcy for Red Lobster.
Yeah.
But,
so I don't know how true it is.
Yeah.
So folks, if you're out there listening, I don't know how true that is. I don't think it's all Marion, or I don't know if it's Marion or if it's all of them or.
We don't even know if it's Red Lobster.
Yeah, we don't know if it. It's Red Lobster. Aren't they in with other companies too?
Probably.
They're probably.
You know, I mean, I don't know, but, you know, they probably are.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. So I don't know. I'll have to research that just to make sure.
Okay. Now, Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake.
We're going there Monday.
Well, is your question is what I like on the menu?
No, my question is, they never seem to have recovered from the pandemic. Because I stopped in at a Steak and Shake a few weeks ago. I'm trying to remember where it was. And I was used to the old Steak and Shake. And I don't know if this is across the board or maybe it's just depends on location. But the Steak and Shake I went to, that you have to order your meal at a kiosk when you walk in.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I've been in the Steak and Shake for a while.
Okay.
I always went through the drive-thru.
Oh. Well, I'm used to going there, you know, sit down and eating, but, you know, you'd have a hostess, you know, come and take you to your table and give you your menus, and, you know, waitress would come and take your order.
Sure.
But at least the Steak and Shake I was at a few months ago, you had to order it at a kiosk. You sat yourself at whatever table you could find, and then when your food came up, they called your name.
Really?
And so you went up there and you got your food.
Wow.
Yeah.
I imagine all the restaurants are going to be going to that trolley.
Yeah.
Because they're cutting out the middleman.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. Did you see where in California they passed a law that minimum wage for fast food was $20 an hour?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
This was in the news last week.
Well, the cost of living out there is really expensive.
Yeah, but it's just going to make things worse. You know, if you're requiring these restaurants to pay $20 an hour, they're going to have to charge more for their food.
True.
Plus they're going to cut their number of workers.
Well, I know their gas out there is really expensive.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I think people are leaving California.
Right.
Yeah.
I would leave, too, if I was out there.
Yeah.
But I don't think I would have ever moved out there in the first place.
Have you been to California?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I went to California... it was 1967, I think. It might have been 68. I was in third grade.
Yeah.
We went out there at Christmas time, and there was no Disney World in Florida. At that time, there was only Disneyland in California. So I've never been to Disney World.
Okay.
But we went out. We went to Knott's Berry Farm, and we went to Disneyland. And some of that kind of stuff. So,
okay.
I mean, I really don't remember it that well. We went to San Francisco. See, I had an aunt and an uncle that lived in San Mateo, which is real close to San Francisco. So that was kind of like you know, we went out there for Christmas, and, you know, my mom, you know, got to see her sister and all that kind of stuff. And so that was why we went. But, you know, third grade, as a kid, I don't really remember that many things.
Now, did you ever go to Alcatraz?
I did about 2 years there,
Did you? Oh! See, I wouldn't visit there. That just went over my head. I don't know why that went over my head. Don't ask me why.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I went and visited there because, you know, it's a tour attraction now.
Yeah, you visited. Visited me when I was there.
But you ought to go there sometime. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, they filmed a couple movies there and everything.
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
If I ever get back to California, I definitely would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff to do out there. You get to see the painted houses and stuff like that.
You know, my son was out there. It was roughly 10 years ago, and he brought back. You said that painted houses, and it just kind of reminded me. He brought back like photo after photo after photo of like the murals and the that, and just it's incredible.
It is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, I went to The Price is Right when I was out there. I went to L.A.
Now, this was in the old Price is Right?
The old.
With Bob Barker?
No, it was with Drew Carey. But it was at the old studios.
Studios, okay. So that was
they moved.
It was the early days of Drew Carey.
Yeah, okay. The early days. Yeah. Which it was, I didn't get called up, but I was in the audience.
Really? And you had your little name tag on?
I had a little name tag.
Did you have a special T-shirt on?
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I would have got called up then.
Okay, so how many people did you go there with?
My dad and my stepmom.
And did they get called up?
No, none of us did.
So none of you did.
Yeah.
So roughly.
But it's so weird because it takes you all day to get checked in.
Uh-huh.
And then they interview you.
Okay.
And I thought I was bubbly enough. I don't know. You know, I talked and.
So they
maybe not.
They interview you.
Yeah.
So when they call those names, they are not random, just random pick, pull the name out of a hat. They
nickpick.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I guess I should have thought about that. Yeah, you know, they don't want a total dud going
up
there.
Yeah, they don't want a total dud up there. They push you in a group, and the person walks around, and they talk to you just to see how you are.
And then do they tell you where to sit for the filming?
Yep.
Okay.
And then they'll tell you if they put you on the list or not.
Okay. So
it's not like you don't know.
No, right.
So I could have been on the list, but I just didn't know.
Okay.
But you could, more likely, I probably wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all about appearance, too, I bet. And I'm a fat man. Batman probably wasn't. I didn't have a Drew Carey T-shirt on or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I love you, Drew.
Yeah, or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't have any of that on there. So maybe I should have. Maybe I should have painted my face or something. I don't know.
Sean Kraft, come on down.
Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
That's right. So they interviewed you first.
Yeah.
They don't want somebody going, I bid, hey, Dad, what should I bid?
Yeah, what should I bid?
$4.
$4. Oh, shoot.
But was it fun?
It was fun.
It was a good experience.
It was fun. It was a long day because what it is, you go there, you get in line.
Okay.
And if you already had tickets, so you get in line, you already have tickets, and then you run through this line, and then you have to talk to this person. And they cut, you know, they mark you off. And then they say, come back in about 2 hours. And then they let you in this building. Then you have to go into this lobby area. And then that's when they get you your social security number, because you have to pay taxes and stuff like that if you win.
Yeah.
And your driver's license and all that stuff. Then you wait there for another 2 hours, just sitting there, do nothing. And then they finally let you in the studio. And you wait in there for another hour. And then they finally start taping.
Okay.
So it's an all-day process.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if they changed it since I've been there, but it's all day.
Now, do they, when they, you know, they get your social security number because you got to pay taxes. Do they explain to you that if you, like, win all these big prizes that you have to pay taxes on it, or, and that you have the option of taking cash instead of the prizes?
I can't remember if she said that or not. I think you're probably right, though.
Yeah. Because I know that they do that.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Okay. It's been so long years ago since I did it. I think it's been over like 12 years ago since I've been there.
I saw one time, I read sometime where like, because you have to pay for the taxes, that like 40% of the prize winners end up taking the cash option.
Yeah.
Go ahead, caller.
Hopefully I'm not lagged, Craig, but you are talking about the Price is Right.
Yes,
right?
Yes, we are.
Okay. I do not like Drew Carey or the current announcer. I'm old school. Bob Barker and Johnny Olsen and secondarily Rod Roddy are just awesome. Pluto TV has some retro episodes of the Bob Barker years, which I've been taken to watching. In the early days, they only seemed to have given away Chevrolet Vegas. And that was a high-quality car.
I almost bought a Vega when I was in college. Actually, I was a senior in high school, and I almost bought a Vega.
It had like an aluminum engine, which was prone to rust. Probably wouldn't do too well in this part of the country, but they're cool-looking cars.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I was wondering if you wanted to hear my, I will call it a tribute to Johnny Olsen.
Yes.
Okay. Now, first we'll start with recently deceased, but a guest, of course, of Scott, the interviewer to the stars, Mr. Bob Barker. I can't really do Bob, but I can kind of say, how would you like to win this prize? A new car! How about that?
All right, that'll pass.
A new car!
That'll pass.
That'll write for a tribute to Johnny Olsen?
Yes, sir.
You know, I was working at my station in Governor, New York, when I heard that Johnny had passed away. I almost cried because I was such a fan. And so I announced it on the air and was teary-eyed.
Mm-hmm.
Just those old school announcers, they are not replaceable. Nobody could say, a new car! Like Johnny Olsen, even I can't. As well as I can impersonate some of these people, he just had a way to do it. Any announcers out there, Craig, and you probably can appreciate this, listen to how Johnny Olsen carries his voice, his delivery. He just has that down perfectly. He carries that voice. The voice carries so well. And he's a little guy, so you can't even judge it. He doesn't look like he sounds. It projects so well. It sounds excited without overdoing it. Whereas a lot of the current announcers, they just overdo this excitement. And you have to sound like it's your natural method of carrying yourself. So.
And I think a lot of current announcers are trying too hard, you know, to make themselves different and that. And the older ones, they just kind of came natural. They weren't necessarily working hard to make a signature statement or whatever.
I mean, I'm sorry. I know Drew Carey is an Ohioan, but he can't carry Bob Barker's windscreen for his microphone.
That's true.
I've never been a fan. I don't understand that choice of a host. I'm not a Steve Harvey fan. And he can't carry Richard Dawson's or microphone cable either, but he's better. I just don't really see the appeal with him.
Right, right.
I like Richard Carr, and in biased opinion, I met him when he was over by Akron when I was there a couple of years ago. Really good guy who could do a lot of different things. I thought he was actually a pretty good host.
Right, right.
I understand we're not going to replace Johnny Olsen, Bill Cullen, Dick Clark, these old school hosts. But at least try harder, because it sounds like amateur hour half the time.
Yes, it does.
And I can't even watch The Price is Right currently. I'd rather watch the episodes of the 70s where every single car they give away seems to be a Chevrolet Vega. At least it was real, and had that classic game show feel to it.
Yep.
And Match Game too. That's my mother and I used to watch that every single afternoon.
Another
simple show where they just found a way to make it funny, and you learn something too.
I remember when I'd get home from school, Match Game would be on. Right after getting home from school, my mom and I loved that show. Yep.
And Richard Dawson was so popular, he got his own show.
Yes, he did.
We kind of do that same thing here, don't we? We have co-hosts and people that go on the air with others, and they get their own shows.
That's right. Sean's working up to his own show maybe in about 10 more years.
Yeah,
there you go.
We shall find out what he is crafting for us here.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Hey.
At the great talking voice of Midwest Ohio to the universe. mid-Ohio, to the universe and beyond. Okay, yeah. Well, you recently needed a new vehicle, didn't you, Craig? Too bad you didn't want a new truck.
Yeah. The problem is...
And here's what you can win, Craig.
A new
you
truck.
You can win this! A new truck!
There you
now,
go.
That's a little better, but I still can't do Johnny Olsen. As much as I've tried, I can't really put myself up to it, but at least I can try. Hopefully he's in heaven smiling.
There you go. It wasn't bad.
It was one of a kind.
Yep. All right, Adam, thanks.
Have a good day, Craig.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. One of our faithful listeners.
Absolutely.
All right. So, I've got this list over here. I don't want to leave anything out. Actually,
did we cover everything?
Yeah, we're pretty good.
Oh.
You know, and see, you know, you're sitting out there in radio land and you're saying, yep, he has definitely a sit-in today because he had to make himself a list of what topics to talk about. I'm going to tell you folks something. Don't tell him I told you. But when we do the Exchange Club on Fridays, myself and Matt and Scott has a list. He has a list sitting right there on the desk.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, don't say anything about me telling you that, but I'm just telling you. Just because I have a list doesn't mean I'm a rookie.
There you go.
That's right.
That's right.
There was one more thing on the list, but it's too serious. I was going to ask you about the current state of things in Marion, but we've only got about 5 minutes left.
About 5 minutes?
That's not enough. That's not enough time to talk about the current state of Marion.
Oh, absolutely. I can go on for hours on that one.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, how long is this street project in downtown Marion going to take?
Oh, I don't know. A 95. That's just ridiculous.
It is. It's crazy.
I know, because you have to go all the way around.
Yeah.
Go all the way down, what is it, Church Street?
Church Street.
Go all the way down. And
right.
Yeah. It's a mess. I mean, I understand we have to do our roads.
Right, I know. And things will be so much better when it's done.
Yeah.
A little inconvenience now for things being better.
But I guess I don't understand why they don't just close the roads down at nighttime and then open it up during the daytime.
Just shut down the city and get it done in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
What's so hard about that?
Right.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
All right. Problem solved.
Problem solved. Look at that, Pastor.
Yeah, look at that.
We should work for the city council.
We should.
Yeah.
They wouldn't like us.
They wouldn't like us. No. No. They would not like us at all. Oh, boy. So what's on your agenda? Next hour is your word, the
study,
word.
Study his word.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about creation.
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 Oh, creation of the earth.
Yeah. And the animals and all that stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
That, you know, I find that fascinating because I wonder what brought us here.
Well, what brought me here was a 2003 GMC 2500. Oh, you mean what brought us here?
Yeah, here. Yeah, you know, on the earth.
Well, listen next hour.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll
answer all your questions.
You answer all my questions. All
right. Now you're going to that concert tomorrow night.
I am. Yep. And I just heard I might get backstage maybe.
Hey.
All
right. So tonight you're watching on
Peacock. I'm going to watch Scott induct Dunlevelt Patterson into the Hall of Fame.
Now, it comes on at 10,
yeah.
And Scott is talking about how Thunderbolt Patterson is the second to the last one.
Yeah, so he'll probably be on around
11?
11, probably.
11:30?
11:30. It'll be late.
Wow.
So I'll be up late tonight. Yeah. Well, at least the concert's not until later tomorrow.
Yeah. So you're going to go home this afternoon and get a nap so you can stay up late tonight?
I think so. I might have to.
I mean, that's what Carrington did after their.
I know she did.
After the 8 to 10 slot,
she did.
She said she's going to take a nap.
Yeah, she said I'm going to go. Hey, Matt must be asleep too because he never did email me back.
I'm sure he's asleep.
Yeah, so I asked him about the earthquake.
Yeah,
never.
So
now he might respond to you.
I'll check during the break. I'll check during the break.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That was interesting how, you know, you texted them.
Yeah.
And nothing. And then I texted him and I had an answer right away.
Yeah, you had an answer right away.
I guess I still have pull with people.
You sure do. Oh, boy. I guess I don't have the pull like you do. So now what? If I need something done, I'm just going to call you
Just call me.
I'm going to call you
That's
up.
Right. Call me.
Yeah. And Jean, the first hour, is the winner. So
she's still got that Steak and Shake gift card here. I'll be here till 2 o'clock. Yeah. And Jean, you can just pop down and pick up your Steak and Shake gift card.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
All right. All right. This was a good hour.
It was. Yeah. So there's a minute remaining. Any closing thoughts or words?
Any closing thoughts or words? Well, no, I think everybody should have a good weekend. Mm-hmm. I hope tomorrow, I think it's going to be a good concert. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be pretty awesome that Scott's going to be inducting Thunderbolt in the Hall of Fame tonight.
Well, he's not being inducted.
No, I said Scott's going to induct Thunderbolt.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
For a minute there, I thought
Did I say that fast? Yeah, okay, Scott's going to induct Thunderbolt in the Hall of Fame.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So how about you? You have any party words?
Drive safely this weekend. Monday afternoon when you're driving at about 3 o'clock, if it goes dark, don't worry. Just turn on your headlights, and it'll be over in a couple minutes.
About four minutes
or less, depending on how close you are to where it's happening.
Yep.
And that's all I got to say.
That's all you got to say?
Yep. So this is Pastor Craig for Sean Kraft, and what do I say? Heading for the dugout. Although he never uses that on the Exchange Club.
Does he?
Not on the Exchange Club, but it works.
It works. Whatever works.
All right. I'll be back in 15 minutes with Study His Word.
You're listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown,